News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. The body of Major General Harold Green could be flown back to the U.S. early tomorrow as we learn more about the insider attack in Afghanistan that killed him. Fox News Radio's Kimberly Adams monitoring live from Cairo.
The shooter was reportedly an Afghan soldier in his early 20s who joined the Army 2 years ago. He was coming back from a patrol near the officer training camp close to Kabul, and he was supposed to turn in his NATO-issued machine gun. Instead, he hid in a bathroom, then used the weapon to open fire from a window. In addition to killing Major General Green, he wounded 15 others, including a German and two Afghan generals. No word yet on the gunman's motive, but the Taliban is praising the attack. Dave?
Kimberly, Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is answering questions this morning about his capture in Afghanistan. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, the ex-Taliban prisoner is sitting down with the Army's point man for the investigation, Major General Kenneth Dahl. Sergeant Bergdahl's lawyer says it's not an interrogation, but he is facing pointed questions about his disappearance and capture 5 years ago. The 28-year-old was freed in a controversial prisoner swap in May. He received counseling and medical care and is now back on active duty at Fort Sam Houston. Some of his fellow soldiers say Bergdahl is a deserter. Dave.
Rachel, Israel and Hamas have started indirect talks in Cairo, still far apart on terms for a longer peace as a three-day ceasefire still holds in Gaza. The bodies keep piling up in Africa. It's now 932 people killed by the Ebola virus.
On behalf of all of us here today, our thoughts and prayers are those who've been affected by the Ebola outbreak. Especially those who've lost loved ones.
President Obama hosting a summit with African leaders promoting U.S. investment there. Closing arguments this morning for the Detroit area man who shot a woman pounding on his front door before dawn last year. Theodore Wafer claims self-defense. A prosecutor told jurors he should have just called 911, instead saying Wafer handled his shotgun like a toy and shot Renisha McBride in the face. She was drunk and had crashed her car nearby. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you have a retirement account, wake up. Fed stimulus and low interest rates support the market, and it won't last forever. At your age, how will you feel in the next stock market crash? Hedge and protect with Solid Gold. Do it right. Don't pay a setup and storage fee. Discover how. Call Goldworth Financial. Request the IRA guide free. Call 800-257-GOLD. 800-257-GOLD.
The PGA Championship returns to TNT. Valhalla welcomes Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, defending champion Jason Duffner, and the strongest field in golf. The players will be challenged with a course designed for drama, leaving no shortage of unforgettable moments. Don't miss the only championship for professionals by professionals. This is Major.
Are you kidding me? How about that?
This is the PGA Championship.
Wow. You are welcome, America.
Begins tomorrow at 1 on TNT.
Who said there's no such thing as a free lunch? Text LUNCH to 35270 for your chance to win a $25 gift certificate to Noodles & Company. Score great lunch deals from restaurants in the Sioux area. Grab your phone and text LUNCH to 35270, and you'll get discounts, freebies, and lunch specials sent directly to your phone. Plus, you'll be entered to win a $25 gift certificate from Noodles & Company. Just one text, and we'll make sure your stomach and your wallet are always full. And we'll debunk the myth that there's no such thing as a free lunch. Text LUNCH to 35270. Data message rates may apply.
Introducing Motorcycle Max, the coolest dude on two wheels. He's flashy, fun, and super fast. He flips, he flies, but never dies. Motorcycle Max. Helmet not included.
He's made of plastic, you're not. Play it safe. Always gear up for your next ride. Get safety and maintenance tips and watch helmet cam rides from across the state at SouthDakotaRides.com. Brought to you by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the South Dakota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Kello News Time is 10:04. I'm Jack Taylor in the Kello News Center. According to Truth in Accounting, a nonpartisan Chicago-based think tank, South Dakota is one of only nine states with enough available assets to cover their debt. TIA founder Sheila Weinberg says after bills are paid, South Dakota has over $764 million in available assets, or a surplus of $2,700 for each taxpayer.
You're paying taxes for the services and benefits you're getting, and you're paying taxes to cover the full compensation cost of employees, including their pension and retiree health care benefits.
Weinberg says most states' debt burden comes from unfunded pension liabilities. Even with the rain, the 31st Annual Ag Appreciation Day will go on at the Sioux Empire Fair. Amy Smolik with the Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce says about 5,000 producers are expected.
So if you don't mind getting a little bit wet, there's going to be plenty of food, and there will be seating that is available out of the rain under the grandstand. The rain is something that the farmers also appreciate. It's growing the food that we're celebrating today.
Senator John Thune is expected among the volunteers to help serve lunch. The Spellerberg Aquatic Indoor Aquatic Center is taking shape, beginning with a groundbreaking ceremony on Monday, according to Parks Director Don Carney.
Later this month, we'll actually be removing the outdoor facility at that location. This fall, we'll begin design on the facility, bid it out next spring, and construction should start next spring as soon as the weather permits.
The facility has a target date of fall 2016. Light rain, 64, winds east at 12. News when it happens on Kello and Kello.com from the Kello News Center. I'm Jack Taylor.
Rain and a thunderstorm for today with a high of 69. Then we'll have a couple of showers and a thunderstorm still around during the evening. Otherwise, it will become partly cloudy later tonight with a low of 62. Then tomorrow, variable cloudiness throughout the day with a shower or thunderstorm around, a high 76 and a low 62. That's your Sioux Falls weather. I'm AccuWeather's Kevin Snyder.
Where you learn to listen and listen to learn. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
I'm Bill Zortman, and we're at the Sioux Empire Fair, 75th anniversary, Ag Appreciation Day, and this is show 747. Original, it's your business. Just an hour from now, they'll start serving the Ag Appreciation lunch. And we're going to be talking about that, but Rev, we've got breaking news. We've got Sylvia from Pipestone Discovery Barn. She left us on edge on Monday talking about a sow that was about to give birth. Sylvia, did it happen?
Yes, it did. Things for sure, God doesn't leave him inside. So yes, she gave birth to 14 live pigs, and we have 11 now. So
she had 11. My wife actually was out there, and she was talking about the youngest that was born that still had the cord attached and was marching around and not paying attention to any of the other kids and said, "Mom, I'm last." And Mom seemed to be taking care of it.
Oh, yeah. They do that. They are up and walking within a few minutes of being born, and so they just truck right on. And the other cords are wet, and they just drag them around, and we leave them long on purpose.
All right. Any other animals expected to give birth in the next couple of days?
Yes, there are. There's two more sows, mother pigs, that will be giving birth definitely today, tomorrow, or the following day. We'll have them in there. And our cow, we're still waiting on Gail. She's still got a calf in her that's waiting to come out.
Sylvia Walters is with the Pipestone Discovery Barn. And we have late arrivals for the luncheon today. Either that or it's an airline.
I'm not sure.
But when we talk about this, it's the first time. We always want to know what the reaction's been, because it is important for people that have never seen the things that happen on a farm to actually come out and witness with their own eyes.
Yes, it's been fabulous, and we've had lots of people experiencing what we do every day, seeing the animals, petting them, touching them, seeing how we make our feed. All those kinds of things are happening here in the Discovery Barn. And the reaction from people just want to know, and they don't have another source or how to find out what is going on the farm. So we're happy to do this.
All right, we better tell people where you're at out here, because we don't want them to come out and wander around aimlessly.
It's not hard to find. You come down, you head towards the expo building, and there's a large grain bin as our grand entry, and it's just southwest of the carnival.
Now, some of the activities, if you hadn't paid attention, you should. The farrowing barn egg laying, the poultry incubation stations, the bottle feeding of a calf, watch baby chicks hatch. And I like this one, and this is, being it's a dairy day, we should mention, a fully functioning milk parlor, dairy products being sold,
at the malt shop. Didn't know we had a malt shop.
We do have a malt shop. It's my favorite spot on the fairgrounds. And that is in the corner of the Discovery Barn. And today is special feature dairy day for us. We have Princess Kay there today. We have some extra activities involving dairy, like cheese making. Kids can come make cheese right here in our barn. The moulette wheel, butter bags, and then, of course, the milk parlor demonstration at 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 6 o'clock. And immediately following that, we have the kids have the opportunity to bottle feed the calves.
Makes a lot of sense to us. And the big thing that I heard the other day was the people that put this together and the kind of people that are involved with the Pipestone Discovery Barn.
Thank you. We are very passionate about what we do. We are farmers at heart, and that's what our business is, as well as our love and our passion. And it is very rewarding for people like myself and our other owners and our staff to be able to share what we do with the public and see how passionate we are.
Sylvia Walters with the breaking news. 11 of 13 survive.
Correct. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to bring in some of the other folks from the Sioux Empire Fair here. We're going to talk a little bit about the Ag Appreciation Day and the fact that we got 4-H'ers at work here. Jen has come back, and we had Scott last hour. Not as many airplanes coming by when Scott was talking. But as you talk about the fair out here, the luncheon is now less than an hour away. How many people will you feed today?
Probably around 4,000.
So you'll feed 4,000, but it takes a lot of time for Cindy Christensen and also for the chamber to put all this together.
It does. They work really hard on getting some really good partners and sponsors for the event.
All right. What else should people know about Wednesday?
Wednesday. So like you said, the lunch is 11 to 1, and then we also have a pie baking contest at noon. And then after that, in the Arts Center, we have Jim Walters with the Sioux Falls Stockyards program. He's going to give a little talk, and everyone can sample the prize-winning pie. And then, like Sylvia just said, they're having a little dairy fest over there in the Pipestone Discovery Barn.
Scott was saying earlier they'll know more about the figures on the number of people that have came through the gate Tuesday by later today.
Mm-hmm.
But he was saying it's been good. The vendors have been happy with what's gone on. What else can you tell us?
Well, yeah, it's been very steady out here with the attendance. Everybody is happy. It's been steadier during the day than in the past. I think everyone has gotten the word that admission is free until 1, so a lot more people are taking advantage. Concert attendance has been amazing for every concert, so we're doing good.
Well, and there is a little rain out here, but what we're kind of hearing from those that are real farmers, guys, we need the rain, and it lets us come to the fair when it rains.
That's right.
We're talking with Jen from the Sioux Empire Fair, 75th edition of this. And again, the Beach Boys tonight, and the point that we'll again make is you don't need tickets. It comes with your admission to the fair.
That's right. Only $7 for adults to get into the fair and go see the Beach Boys tonight at 8.
Well, we appreciate you taking time to be with us. We're going to talk agriculture with the mayor a little later in this hour and the tri-state neighbor talking about how Sioux Falls scores with agriculture, another part of we think makes Sioux Falls so special, Sioux Empire Fair. We want it to go on another 75 years, don't you think?
I think so.
All right. Sounds good. Chuck with the 4-H program has come to our side this morning. Chuck joined us, I think, twice last year. And, Chuck, it's good to have you join us this morning.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
We were going to talk with the Swenson girls, but they're a little busy right now. They're showing chickens?
I think, yeah, that's what I was told. I've been on and off or in and out of here. My wife had a baby this week, so I've been kind of busy. So that's what I was told this morning.
So mom and baby doing well?
Yep, they're doing well.
The 4-H side of this, and to us, you can't have a fair without having the 4-H, and that's near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, I mean, 4-H has always been part of fairs. I mean, we've traced 4-H back in Minnehaha County in 1908, and we've been part of fairs since at least 1920, and we've been part of the Sioux Empire Fair since it started. So 75 years of being in this partnership with Sioux Empire Fair has been just a terrific thing for 4-H and the community and the county.
You know, we had talked a little bit about the fact that they're in the midst of a dairy show, market hogs, 4-H poultry. There's things going on all the time. What do the kids get out of showing animals or projects at a fair?
Well, they get a lot of. One of the things they get to do is show off what they've been working on. I mean, it's one thing to do a project, especially a project animal, at home and work with them at home and get them raised and really get them up, you know, get them into the part they're ready to go to market or they're ready to start breeding. And this, they get to show this to the public now. They get to show them their skills and how they can work with this animal and show them how people treat animals. And that way the public and the community around this area knows that, you know, the egg community, we take extra steps, extra efforts to make sure these animals are treated very well. And we really go the extra mile in trying to promote not just showing them, but also educating people about them.
We like to say that this isn't your father's 4-H work. Things have changed.
Things have changed a lot over the years. One of the things that has really changed is 4-H is no longer just, not just agriculture. It is more than just that. We have over 1,200 checked in judge static exhibits this year. Everything ranging from welding to electrical projects to computer programs to your traditional arts and crafts and baking. We have youth in action programs such as public speaking, robotics, and we also have dog classes. We have so many programs. There's something for 4-H for everybody, even if you live in town or out of town or in one of the small communities around here in Minnehaha County, we have 4-H for you.
Who can join 4-H?
Anybody between the ages of 5 and 18.
So that's a special group that can join. They can do any of the other projects. But how do they join?
Well, the easiest way to join is to give us a call at 367-7877. That's our office number, and we'll get in contact with you. If we're not there, just leave a voicemail. Otherwise, you can send an email to minnehahacounty@sdstate.edu. We'll get back to you either way.
We were talking in our remodeler show yesterday with Steve Swenson, and he was describing the ribbons, and all of us said, what just happened to a blue ribbon? Blue ribbon, red ribbon, white ribbon, and now you got a purple ribbon. And explain those to us. And as I understand, the purple ribbon get to go on to Huron, to the state fair?
Yeah, the ribbon system, we have the purple, blue, red, and white. The red ribbon is considered an average work. So when the judge is judging your project, if it's average, run-of-the-mill, it is awarded a red ribbon. If it's below average, it needs some work, the judge will leave comments on how to improve it, and they'll be awarded a white. If it's above average, they will get a blue. If it's a superior project and one that's worthy to go to the state fair and represent 4-H, they'll receive a purple ribbon, which is a very big deal to most youth, most kids.
Now, what is going to help is a brand new building for the state fair. That has been something that's been a target of the Secretary of Agriculture, South Dakota State University, the people that are on the fair board. How much difference will that make to have the purple ribbon and then be able to go to a building like that in the future?
It is huge. The last few years, the state fair projects, especially for Minnehaha County, we were tucked in a back building of the old girls dorms of Clover Hall. So we had a rear-facing entrance. They were very hard to find. A new building really will showcase what our 4-H projects are and what they do, and really showcase what wonderful things our 4-H program does, not just in Huron, but throughout the state of South Dakota.
We're going to be talking with Mayor Huther in our next half hour, and we're going to talk about people understanding agriculture that live in the city. And that's one of the things that 4-H does. How important is that in a state like South Dakota, where agriculture is the number one business statewide?
It is huge. Right now, the 4-H program itself, we work with 1,500 after-school kids in Minnehaha County, kids who are not farm kids, who are not on the farms, and teaching them about the importance of ag in this state and in this county, and how important, without agriculture as our backbone, there wouldn't be any of us here, because this is what drives the state economy and is what drives our cities and our county's economy.
Well, if the Swensons get done, we may have a little time at the end of the hour that we could talk to some 4-H kids, if you have a chance to do that. If you don't, that would be understandable, but it's just nice to get the message out there about 4-H, the changes, and what's being looked forward to in the future here in South Dakota.
Yeah, well, and we look forward to a bright future here. Our 4-H numbers are up in this county, and we have more projects and exhibits here than we've had in the last 5 years. So it's a big thing right now, and our kids and our parents and our volunteers do an awesome job.
We appreciate you, Chuck, and congratulations on the birth of a new child.
All right, thank you.
Rebecca Bott is going to join us by phone. She is up at South Dakota State. Rev, is she with us?
Yes,
hi,
I am.
Rebecca.
Good morning.
We're going to talk horses a little bit. Kind of fill us in about the importance and some events that are upcoming.
Great. Well, we have an exciting event coming up on the morning of Saturday, August 16th, and that's a workshop on best management practices for horse owners. We're excited to host this event on the SDSU campus here in Brookings, South Dakota, and we're bringing in experts from around the country to share their knowledge on how to take care of horses while also taking care of the land and the environment.
Well, this seems like a big project, and right now with agriculture taking center stage and horses so important to everybody, you know, it is something good that you're doing all the time for livestock and the attitudes of people in the state.
Thank you. That's great. And we agree it's a very important topic, and we'd love to see a lot of South Dakotans come and enjoy this workshop, and encourage them to check out igrow.org for early registration through August 10th. But you're welcome to show up even the morning of and sign up and enjoy this workshop with us.
You know, I would ask you, Rebecca, about horses in general. We have people listening that can't always go to sessions. As kids have horses and they grow up raising horses, are there some things that they should watch in the kind of weather we've had this summer? You've had a lot of hot, you've had cold winters. What is the easiest way for kids to take care, along with their parents, their animals?
That's a great question. So our youth are encouraged to go out there and really become familiar with each individual animal and watch their normal behaviors and learn how to identify what their normal vital signs, like respiration, pulse, temperature, those types of things, alongside an experienced adult. And then we can see when it's really hot out, do you see some changes in those? Is your horse sweating? Are they experiencing signs of heat stress? And in the cold, we look to the same thing, and it's great for our youth to learn that there are feeding strategies that we can use even in the winters in South Dakota to help our horses handle the stresses of extreme weather. And so spending time with those animals is a great thing for our youth. I think that horses and other animals can make a real positive impact in our lives, and the youth are really, youth education is at the heart of returning that favor and providing good experiences in the daily lives of our animals.
All right, Rebecca, we appreciate you talking to us. Maybe we can talk again Friday and talk a little further, maybe attract even more people to attend the event on the 16th.
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Rev, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. The mayor has joined us. Jim Wooster are here. And we'll be talking about agriculture and Sioux Falls, all now about 38 minutes away from Ag Appreciation Luncheon at 11 at the fair. The Sioux Empire Fair, and we're going to talk for a good part of this hour about agriculture and Sioux Falls. And I think you know that Mayor Huther bleeds agriculture, and we're going to introduce you too to some friends with a tri-state neighbor. Jim Wooster is here, and Jim has got to MC that luncheon. You suppose you could find a sandwich for me, Jim?
We'll bring you four if you want them. You got whatever you need, you can have. It's Farmer Appreciation Day, so you know what you want.
Good story on this. Last week we had lunch with a gal named Laura Rohde, mm-hmm. who used to spend time at the tri-state neighbor, and she was telling us that we needed to do something more with the tri-state neighbor. I'm playing golf on Wednesday with Mayor Huther. We came up one stroke short.
Not only playing golf, this man carried our team, and I mean it sincerely. I'm not blowing steam today. He carried our team. He was shooting out of his mind, and it's the best that I've ever seen him golf. And I was blessed to be with you on that day. And sorry, I didn't do enough to help the team.
Well, we were one stroke short, but that's yes. You win by losing sometimes.
Yes,
you
yes.
understand that. Of course, politicians never understand that. But what I was going to say is, the mayor was telling me about this great article, mm-hmm. and he didn't. I think he told me it was a tri-state neighbor, but it didn't ring a bell because my mind was on making a putt or hitting the ball on the green.
You were carrying the team.
I was carrying the team and doing the best I could. Right. But I get back, and the two of them are together, and I say, let's put together Mayor Huther and the tri-state neighbor.
Love it.
And let's go through some of the notes that Barry had in the story and talk about agriculture and Sioux Falls. Are you guys both up for that?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll get you guys both close to the mic.
Thank you.
You know, if I don't do that, we're going to have Belfry mad at me this morning. So that'll all work. It is important that people understand that we have had a theme, much like what you guys have done with the Tri-State Neighbor, that the people in the communities need to understand agriculture as much as those that are on the farm.
You know, there's no doubt about that. I thought Barry captured that well in his extensive interview with the mayor and the mayor's office. And I've introduced the mayor at more than a few ag events in the city, and he really gets it. I mean, all you got to do is just listen to his comments whether it's the South Dakota Corn People or the Ag United of South Dakota, whatever it is. He understands the significance, and probably coming from Yankton and rural Yankton and having a spouse that comes from, I think it's Gerald County, am I right, Mayor? Weston Springs, somewhere out in that country.
That's my father-in-law grew up in Gerald County out there by Crow Lake, and then my mom and dad, and they grew up in Hutchinson County near Tripp. And so, yeah, if it was feeder pigs or row crops or even horses, that's how we grew up, and it's where I first began to learn about this topic called ag.
Well, we're going to talk a lot about that during the next 20, 30 minutes. We got to get you over to make sure you get that luncheon going.
Yep. I'll be fine.
Okay.
Yep.
And Revs, tell me, we only have a minute left in this segment, but we're going to get into all the things that were in the article and talking about what you see for agriculture in Sioux Falls, which included some events at the T. Denny Sanford Center that you see could include agriculture.
Well, first of all, tell your station people we're going to talk about 2 hours or 3 hours because that's how much time we need. The topic is so critical for the city of Sioux Falls. But to maybe to wrap it up with 30 seconds to go in this segment, this city's foundation, it's not healthcare, it's not financial services. The city of Sioux Falls, our foundation has been and will remain agriculture. And I look forward to talking about it with you.
Well, we're going to take a break. We got Fox Business News on a hard break on the half hour. When we come back, we're going to ask all these things that were put together by Barry in this story, and maybe a few more that I saw that make a difference. Jim,
good deal.
Mayor, stay with us. Fox Business News next. The editor of the Tri-State Neighbor. I think Jim's got the best job. He's the MC for this luncheon coming up. What do you
think?
They
just keep bringing me food, and I keep dishing it out. You're getting how many sandwiches do you want?
Oh, just a couple.
That's good. You'll have them.
Can I have that?
You can have that and more.
We got the farmer's daughter over here. Take care of Ashley, too.
Oh, okay. She's got a couple also.
Mayor, we are going to talk a little bit about the article that was in the Tri-State Neighbor that was written by Barry Amundson.
Yes.
Barry did a great job, and you told me about it a week or so ago. And when I read the article and then talked a little bit with the people at the Tri-State Neighbor, I said, let's put together and talk leading into that luncheon today about agriculture. Does that make sense to you?
It really does, and you're right. Barry did a great job capturing what we were trying to get across in terms of how Sioux Falls is impacted by ag. But then when you throw in Jim Wooster, who is the biggest cheerleader for agriculture in our state, in this area, I think that we'll be able to talk in a pretty eloquent way about how this city ticks and how ag makes it hum.
What I'm going to do is throw some jump balls up.
Sure.
We were talking sports a minute ago, so we can certainly do that. And one dealt with Worthington Ag Parts that actually moved from Maple Grove to Sioux Falls. And then they saw a little something here that was special. You want to talk first, Mayor, and then
sure.
Jim, jump in.
Well, I'd be happy to. You know, I think that everybody focuses on Smithfield Foods or John Morrell when they think about ag. And what Barry and I talked about that day, Jim, was that there's these others like Worthington Ag or Glanbia or Raven or Poet. You know, these are all just monsters in terms of their ag impact here in the city. And Worthington Ag is one of those that they kind of drank that Sioux Falls Kool-Aid, and now they're spreading it all across the area, and they're hiring great people, growing not only here in Sioux Falls and in America. Well, Worthington Ag, they're making an impact all across the world.
I might add, too, most of those jobs in agriculture, as the mayor knows, are darn well-paying jobs with benefits. I mean, they're, and I'm talking about entry-level jobs into an ethanol plant or into Worthington Ag or you name it. I mean, they're good jobs. They're the kind of jobs that can keep our kids that are going to school at Augie or South Dakota State or Black Hills that will help keep them in the state. And we need our young talent because, as you know, Mayor, more than anybody, one of our big, I wouldn't call it concerns, but one of the things we work on is workforce. I mean, a workforce to keep up with what we're doing in the city.
Jim, can you imagine we're even saying that?
I know.
Here we are in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. For generations, we were talking about creating this environment where young and old would wanna stay. Yeah. And now we've got 2,000 jobs available in Sioux Falls right now. So whether you're young, whether you're old, whether you're from a small town or a big town, we need you here to fill those jobs, many of which are ag-related. Yeah. And as Jim Wooster said, they are paying well, great benefits, and great quality as well.
You know, we mentioned South Dakota, we mentioned Sioux Falls, but as you said, there's a lot of towns that are just across the border in Iowa, in Minnesota, that are right here that tie in, that relate to Sioux Falls, and we relate to them because there's a lot of bedroom communities that want the jobs here.
Well, speaking about it, being a good neighbor, even though they're not from South Dakota, I just did a ribbon cutting over here, our brand new spanking building here at the Sioux Empire Fair. The Pipestone team. Yep. Here they are investing their time, their talent, and their treasure in the city of Sioux Falls. And now we've got 11 new piglets that we're showing off.
Oh,
and we're trying to teach these city boys and girls about egg. What a great way to do it. And our Pipestone friends are making it happen.
And it's first class. To anybody that's listening that's coming to the fair, make sure you find it and walk through. It really is. It's great. Can I just follow up on that?
Please
on our
do.
Neighbors. The Tri-State Neighbor has a readership of about 28,000. I'm not in on that kind of, but anyway, but you'd be
a
surprised how much of that comes, and it's all farmers and ranchers, and they all get it through a sign-up subscription. So it's not to just mail it to a mailbox. They want to, but boy, I can't tell you our percentage. Randy Arndt could, but of Northwest Iowa, Southwest Minnesota, you get to Larchwood, Rock Rapids, Sioux Center, Ireton, Laverne, Worthington. Those are our stockyards. We always said we're all one. We're all kind of one family because they were our customers. Even though they're across the line, they were just as close as Mitchell. And I mean, this 200-mile radius, and probably further as the city grows, but we always thought of about 200 miles around Sioux Falls in any state, northeast Nebraska, is all. We're all kind of part of one family, and that's a fact.
It's called the Tri-State Neighbor.
Yeah, right.
And I don't want to minimize the impact of the people outside of South Dakota.
No.
I had the opportunity to go to the Empire Mall, and they just invested millions in the Empire Mall. And here's what they said, and it really caught me by surprise, but it's so true. They believe that the MSA is a million strong around the Sioux Empire Mall. And what that means is that these farmers, these ranchers, these families, these small towns in Minnesota, in Iowa, in North Dakota, in Nebraska, and yes, South Dakota, my goodness, they're making a huge impact. And that's why your readership is so dang strong, Jim.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing I think about, like the poets, for example, or the Smithfields, as they grow and get better, you know, 20 years ago, it was hard for a chemistry major from one of our universities to stay here. There wasn't a $40,000 job in chemistry. There is now, I'm telling you what. And I just use chemistry. I think I got a D in that, if I remember right. So it's not like I know anything about it.
I ran away.
Nobody's that so long ago.
I ran away from chemistry so fast.
But those are the kind of professional jobs that we're able to offer now because of agriculture.
One of the things that we're trying to do with this partnership, and the mayor actually helped me get my National Association of Farm Broadcasters seal, and you were very nice to make some nice comments about what we're trying to do in Sioux Falls. Mayor, I appreciate that. And you know that we now work with Jody Swan, the Business Journal. We need to be working with you guys with this ag show, which is the only full-fledged ag show that is each week. With all the features you have and partner back and forth, we can help each other and help the ag side of it.
Yeah, I listened. I like the business program, but I especially like what you're doing with the Ag Connection. You know, we've got a gentleman that was a former Ag Secretary. I just ran into him at the Children's Home thing the other night, Walt Bones. And there's a guy that would really fit in with a lot of what we're talking about here. He's so knowledgeable. He's got such a base. And yet he's a get him in the dirt and get on the tractor and sort the cattle farmer just west of town. And you know Walt, so just kind of keep
in
mind.
I do. He's working a groundworks project right now.
Oh, great.
That's making a big deal from SDSU with Lennox, with Del Rapids, some communities that really is kind of catching fire as well. Mayor, are we on the right track with agriculture?
I think that, again, as agriculture grows and progresses and wins, it's great for South Dakota, but it's also incredibly special for Sioux Falls because, as I mentioned in that article, when Sioux Falls does well, South Dakota does well, but when South Dakota does well, Sioux Falls does well. I think we're on the right track in so many ways. I just love how ag not only was the foundation of our town, but now we're just even strengthening that foundation even more with the companies like the Worthington Ags, the Ravens, the Poets, the millions of dollars that are being invested in Smithfield. And I just love, hey, we got rain today. So all the farmers and ranchers are going ka-ching, ka-ching. Yeah. Yeah. And guess what? This mayor at the same time is going ka-ching, ka-ching. Ka-ching.
Yeah. All right. Jim, you and I both have done a lot of reporting through the years. The mayor was pretty good about using this article to send a message to Smithfield. Spend some money in Sioux Falls to have a better facility.
Yeah. I hope I'm not relaying too much of a scoop here, but we've had many conversations with the good folks at Smithfield Foods and John Morrell. They are already investing millions into their plant, and if they invest more millions, they want to do it in Sioux Falls. I know that facility seems old and out of date, but guess what? It is the most productive within the Smithfield organization. That plant in Sioux Falls is their gold star, is their cash cow, and they realize they're just going to put more butter on their bread. It's going to be done in Sioux Falls.
Yep.
And it talked, too, about the number of prize pigs that they are sending to market. I mean, you figured out a way to get all of those. Do we have to watch out for guys like that that can always find?
Well, there's 11 more over in the Pipestone Bar
right now.
12 or whatever it was. But I just, you know, when you think about putting 20,000 pigs in the west end of the plant and then it's all meat coming out the east every day, 5 days, that's huge. I mean, that's just huge. But, yeah, we're both big fans of the plant. You know, and I'm sure you get it, Mayor, in your office. I get it over coffee. You get it officially over. But, well, how long are they going to be? Well, as soon as they're, trust me. I'll be gone long before that processing plant will.
Yeah, and we need Smithfield Foods. We need them in this town. Yeah. And I'm going to be cheerleading for them as long as I'm the mayor, that's for sure.
I think we can quickly, tomorrow, we'll both be at 105th birthday party. They call it Pride Day.
Yes.
Right on the grounds of Morrell, hot dogs and ham and this and that and entertainment. I can't remember the Hauser. He's coming down to sing for all the employees. He's going to be here tomorrow night on the grounds. But, yeah, they're a great institution.
Does it surprise you that agriculture is the number one industry in South Dakota, $24 billion, the latest number that we've seen out of Lucas Lynch's office?
It doesn't surprise me, but I think that we'll both agree that ag had to evolve in order to maintain that status. I remember when I was a young buck at SDSU in the early 80s. I mean, what a trying time for ranchers, for farmers.
Awful.
I mean, my goodness gracious, they were barely hanging on. Yeah. If those farmers and ranchers didn't evolve, it wouldn't be that way. But guess what? They did. They did, and that's why they are still such a strong foothold. And Jim, you've watched it more than anybody.
And the best and brightest now that are returning. This is, in the last 20 years, to be able to see, I have friends who now have four generations in their operation. The little guy is only riding more, but you've got grandpa, the son, the grandson, and the great-grandson, and that's, we've needed that. And I got to say something else about when the mayor and I were growing up, if we went to Chamberlain for an ice cream cone, that was a pretty big deal. Farm people now, to their credit, have realized the importance of family and trying to do some things once in a while away from the farm, not feeding the cattle. And our city offers great weekends for them, and they take advantage of it.
Oh, you bet.
They'll come in on Friday, and they'll get the room rented. They'll swim, may go to a movie, get something to eat, go to the zoo. And I'm glad for them. And I'm not knocking my parents. We just didn't do that.
Yep.
It just wasn't something that, but boy, they do. They understand that as a family, we got to do some quality things that are not on the farm, that are not 4-H, that are just us, that we go away. And they're doing that in our city, in droves.
Well, I think that we should maybe take the covers off of a topic. There used to be a strong, strong anti-Sioux Falls sentiment when it came to the rest of the state, the rest of this area. And I think that we're beginning to knock that down because we are working so much as a team. Again, when these small towns do well, Sioux Falls does well and vice versa. When we have the Summit League basketball tournament in Sioux Falls now, these people from all over South Dakota and Iowa and Minnesota, they're coming into our town and then we're celebrating together. And I just love it. Is there still some anti-Sioux Falls sentiment? Absolutely. There is. But we're knocking that down, and I'm proud to be part of it.
You mentioned the Summit. My best friend started in 58. He's a rancher named Bobby Ackley from Oneida who sat with you at Summit Games. Anyway, to make a long story short, I get a phone call. I just had heard that the Summit tournament was coming to Sioux Falls. He calls me. He says, I got four rooms at the Sheraton for 2 years from now. I said, for what? He said, the Summit. Jim, this is going to be a big deal in your town. Well, he got it way before I did.
Yes.
And he's got those rooms every year. He checks in. He goes to the game. He understood what was happening with that particular, and we got a lot of those efforts in the city, but he truly did. The day he heard about this, he called the Sheraton and says, I want some. And all the hotels do well during that.
And I'm so sorry. We're so excited. We're taking your bill. We're taking over.
But I like to listen.
I got to keep going because when I see those folks, one of the first questions I ask is, so did you buy a new pickup?
Yeah.
And he'll go, Mayor, I bought one last year. And then he'll go, oh, so what did your bride buy?
Yeah.
And that, again, is the power of ag in Sioux Falls. It's not only the jobs that they're creating, but it's that economic development dollar that they're bringing here, too. You know, our new event center, 6 out of every 10 people that come to our new event center, they're coming from out of town. And they're bringing a purse with them, they're bringing a billfold with them, and they're bringing either cash or a credit card, and they're using it in our great city.
Well, you know, you've got two great companies that you're working with. You're dealing with the Tri-State Neighbor and, of course, Midwest Communication.
Love them both.
You guys have been smart, too. You've been doing a lot of work with Slater Bar on trade shows, trade publications, consultants, getting the word out, and you'd like to see a trade show much like they do in San Antonio.
Well, I...
Not that you haven't spent any time in San Antonio.
Well, I'll tell you, we've got this thing that Jim Wooster really got going, and it's called our new event center. Now we've got the arena, the convention center, the event center, all in one monster facility. And so our ability to get Pheasant Fest, our ability to get a stock show and rodeo, our ability to get one of the largest farm shows in America in Sioux Falls. We can do it, Jim Wooster. We can
I'm
do it, Bill Zorman.
I'm getting excited. I've been excited for years. I'm just getting, but it's not. You know, I can remember as we were talking about building, adding on, the people that run Midwest shows, that's our Sioux Empire Farm Show, this is 2 years ago, had 56 people on a waiting list that wanted to get in and 40-some that wanted to expand their current booth. Now they can do that. I mean, and they run a great show, but now they've got the facility to add to what they're doing, and they've been waiting for this.
One of the things that we're trying to make a point of, and you do too with your publication, and that is for the farmers to pass the torch.
Yeah.
If you don't pass the torch, and you're speaking to a service club that I'm keynoting this weekend, Mayor, you're speaking to the Optimist with their event, but we're trying to find a way not to lose service clubs, not to have clubs disappear and all those projects they do because they haven't found people that didn't have gray hair.
That's a good point. We've got to
find ways to do it, and Jim, we have a segment we're introducing Monday that's going to be the farmer's daughter that's going to come on, and we're going to talk a little bit about the changing role of women in farming.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah. Not just the fact they run the business end of it. I'm talking about the computer.
Well, they've run it forever.
But now they're in the swine barn. I mean, they're in charge of genetics. They're in charge. No, that's a fact. It's a team effort. Except when they come for three days to get away from all of it, then they do that, too. But you're right. That's changed immensely the last 25 years. Immensely. Yeah.
A perfect example of how ag has evolved.
Yeah.
I mean, it's now bigger than just the patriarch, the man who used to run the whole show.
Yeah.
Now they have to take advantage of the great work ethic and smarts of the bride, as well as the son or daughter who know technology or went to state or went whatever to learn these new ways to tackle ag, and that's how they're evolving. It's how they're winning.
the other thing that has happened with that technology, and I'm a jackrabbit, there's no doubt about that, but we're seeing a lot of these kids that go, for example, to University of South Dakota or Augustana and get a business degree with all the computer skills, they're going back to our farms. I mean, it's no longer the ag college, land-grant college. These kids, we're just so branched out in the last 20 years and what they're bringing back to the place with them. It's amazing. It's just
all right, we've got another break coming
sure.
up, and we need to get you off to MC so people can get fed at 11. Yeah. But what I want you to do in maybe a couple of 3 minutes here is talk about the importance of saying thank you to the farmers with the Sioux Empire Fair. That is something they've done for years, 75th annual fair. Hopefully there will be another 175 years of this. But Jim will let you start and say why it's important for us all to say thank you to agriculture.
You bet. We can do that. Oh, ready to go now.
Not tomorrow.
It's a pretty simple deal. And the mayor has summed it up basically by saying how important it is that we live with each other and for each other and we survive because of each other. But I can't tell you important it is to those people that do come to our city and visit us and at least once or twice a year is to say thank you for being here. Thank you so much for coming to the city. We know how good you are at what you do, and we appreciate what you do. And thank you so much for keeping your kids in the state of South Dakota, because we all benefit. And that's where we say thank you the most, is the kind of people that make up agriculture in this part. And again, I got to get out of South Dakota. I've got to make our region.
It is tri-state.
Yeah, tri-state. I got to get into that tri-state, and it's so important. And they'll be here. I'll guarantee you, it's letting up just a little bit. They're going to be here with raincoats and umbrellas. Is eating a sandwich, just I'll guarantee you they will, because they love this day. They really do.
Jim Wooster, Tri-State Neighbor. I'll bet we're going to talk again on the radio.
Love to. Yeah.
Mayor, what would you say to those people that are in agriculture coming today, enjoying a sandwich, and the thank yous?
Again, I don't want to reiterate it too much, but when you're watching TV or when you're reading the paper, when you're listening to Bill on this radio show, again, the foundation is agriculture. We need you as much now as we ever did. Don't lose sight of that. I know that a lot of the press coverage is on financial services, and yes, it's on healthcare, and yes, it's on, the new store at the mall. So when you're feeling like, my gosh, they're not paying enough attention to ag, Jim Wooster, Bill Zortman, and Mike Huther, we'll keep pumping you up and not letting you forget. You are our foundation. We love you for it, and we need you now big time. So hang on, because we will celebrate ag in the city of Sioux Falls and in even grander fashion in the years to come. Just hang on.
I got to go take a tranquilizer. I'm pretty well worked up here. 74. Can I get a tranquilizer over here?
There we go. Jim Wooster.
Thanks,
Mayor
Bill.
Mike Huser.
Mayor,
thanks for
Mayor.
Helping us salute thanks, agriculture.
Jim. Yep.
We
Bill,
could not have done it you. With any better people. You're
Bill,
great,
Bill thank you. And
that.
Again, thanks for carrying our team the other day in golf. And, Jim Wooster, thanks for carrying our state when
thank
it comes
you.
To promoting the virtues of our state and promoting ag. No one does
that.
It better than you.
Really
I'm just trying to be, kind of be like you guys someday.
Yeah, right.
Wait till you're that old. Thanks, Bill.
Go. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the Limbaugh Show. Also get you ready for the luncheon. All a part of our salute to agriculture.
Of course I knew it was illegal. We even learned about it in school. Save it for later. But once I tried it, I just kept doing it. Nothing ever happened. I mean, I never even got caught. But then my best friend, she decided to try it. She didn't get caught either. She got killed.
Addiction has many faces. Texting and driving when you know it's life-threatening and illegal can be one of them. Take back control. Put the phone down.
Brought to you by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the South Dakota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
$40,000 in prizes is up for grabs. It's time for the Grand Falls Casino and Golf Resort Wheel of Fortune Slot Tournament. This mega slot tournament runs August 22nd through August 31st. Come get your free entry from noon until 8 p.m. each day. Resort Club members will have a chance to win the top prize of $7,500. 20 people a day advance to the championship Wheel of Fortune Slot Tournament on September 1st. Live it up. Grand Falls Casino and Golf Resort, just minutes east of Sioux Falls. Wheel of Fortune is a registered trademark of Califon Productions, Inc. All rights reserved.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live. My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the South Dakota National Guard, aired by the South Dakota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hello, sir.
What's going on in here?
I'm giving Franklin an accounting a facial.
In the supply closet?
Well, I finished all my work at 10 a.m., so...
Are you bored?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you should think about another job.
I went online to SiouxFallsHelpWanted.com. I uploaded my resume for free in minutes, and they're looking for a job for me while I give facials.
How lucky are you?
Excuse me, sir?
I'll miss you. Can you squeeze me in at 4 o'clock for an eyebrow wax? I'm looking a little like Frida Kahlo.
SiouxFallsHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
It's time for the 8th Annual McCrossin Boys Ranch Extreme Events Challenge, sponsored by Billion Automotive, Saturday, August 23rd, featuring the most extreme, action-packed events of rodeo, barrel racing, mutton busting, and the Northern Bull Riding Tour. See some of the fastest barrel racers and best bull riders in the country butt heads and battle for cash prizes. Lasso your ticket now, $10 in advance or $12 at the gate. Proceeds support the programs for at-risk youth at McCrossin Boys Ranch. Tickets at McCrossin.org, Hagel's Western Store, or Tractor Supply Company.
Controversy and conversation go hand in hand on Callow. News Talk 1320, 107.9, and Callow.com.
We're in our last 2 minutes, a special hour today, special 2 hours, where we've shown our appreciation to agriculture. Mayor Mike Huether and Jim Wooster from the Tri-State Neighbor, who we're going to be partnering with on a lot of farm things in the future, I think will make a difference. As we're standing here, we're seeing an electrical demonstration. Touchstone is doing a lot of this and a lot of the sponsors that make the Sioux Empire Fair so special. The luncheon today is at 11 o'clock. 11 to 1, salute to the farmers, all sponsored by the Sioux Falls Area Chamber and Touchstone Industry. We do want to mention, too, the Pipestone Discovery Barn. That was certainly fun this morning to talk about the fact that of the 13 piglets that were born to the sow, we talked about Monday, 11 of them survived. Big doings, and as the mayor said, there's another 11 that Smithfield ought to be looking at down the road because of the fact that we do have the labor here, we do have the product here, we do have the pork industry, a big part of South Dakota. The 4-H dairy, 4-H poultry, and FFA market hogs were all at 9 o'clock this morning. A pie contest starting an hour from now, and the canines in flight trick show, 5:30 to 7:30 if you're looking for a way. And the Beach Boys at 8 tonight at the Dollar Loan Center main stage. As Scott Wick told us earlier, the CEO, the attendance has been good through Monday. It's been good for the vendors. And it's good that we have the rain. That's what agriculture, that's what we're all about. It's greening up. We thank you for taking your time. But for now, our time's up. Thank you for yours.